Hi, and welcome to Super Anti-Aging Podcast. If you're a new listener, welcome. If you're one of my subscribers, also, thank you for listening. Thank you for downloading. I hope this information has been useful. I actually took a look. I've been doing these for 6 years. My gosh, way before COVID. Anyway, I want to continue a previous topic, which was on the methylene blue. And I sort of didn't connect the dots, which the dots were methylene blue is recognized as a drug for carbon monoxide poisoning and cyanide poisoning. Could you be exposed to carbon monoxide and not know it? Sure you could. Heavy traffic, smokers, vapors. Maybe you have a small leak in your house that you don't know about. The effects are kind of subtle because, yes, high carbon monoxide will kill you. Low carbon monoxide can show up also as mental symptoms, all sorts of psychiatric symptoms. Maybe it's a missing link. Maybe it's one of the reasons that smokers have such a hard time, because not only do they have all the other, toxic chemicals in tobacco, and maybe even some vaping, but also the carbon monoxide. Not a good thing. So the idea, could oral methylene blue help be an antidote? It's possible. I mean, there's a lot of excitement on the web about methylene blue around biohackers and compounding pharmacists. I mean, it's in that loophole, okay, because it's a dye. So you can buy the dye, and it'll say not for internal use, or, under certain circumstances, you can get a prescription, but it's only for, certain conditions, and it's not covered. It's mostly not going to be covered by insurance, and it's also a possibility. So it's sort of the tricky place of finding the purest tested pharmaceutical grade, because methylene blue is also used in fish tanks for fish scales. It's an antifungal. And by the way, I tried some of the methylene blue on my feet, and boy, it does have antifungal properties. They're also patented, University of Maryland patented methylene blue skin cream, because they found in progeria the condition that affects children when they age very rapidly and help their skin. So there's a specific formulation of methylene blue, specific, patented. Make sure it has safe ingredients other than the methylene blue, to give you dermal absorption. Now, the other interesting thing, I don't know if I mentioned in my previous podcast, is methylene blue acts on mTOR, main target of rapamycin, which we know is an anti-aging drug right now. Main target of rapamycin is one of the few compounds that actually have shown positivity in longevity studies, especially in animals. And so the idea that methylene blue also acts on mTOR might make it an anti-aging compound. Fascinating that something that was the first pharmaceutical ever developed from a dye is coming full circle around. And also because it was the treatment for malaria, and a lot of medications aren't working anymore for malaria, there's a big push to use methylene blue for malaria. So that's my methylene blue topic, and I love to make lots of jokes about it. If you take methylene blue, you won't be blue. Wait a second. Another study I went back and looked at on depression, anxiety, and methylene blue treatment. Now, they did use a pharmaceutical, so it was a double-blind placebo-controlled study, but they did find positive results with methylene blue on markers of depression and anxiety. And they even used various doses. They used 15 milligrams up to, 165 milligrams. Didn't really see any problems even at the high dose of 165 milligrams. Maybe people got a little stomach stuff, but nothing really serious. And they did see some positive results. They saw some positive results with depression and anxiety. There are even, blogs that are talking about it for other mental conditions, maybe even ADD possibility. So it's worth doing your homework, exploring working with someone. You know, one of the things I keep saying in these podcasts, and I really am going to move to back to coaching. You know, I've been doing nutrition counseling for almost, 45 years. And what really gets to me is in this whole longevity field, I'm a baby boomer, I'm 77, I live it, is these influencers, oh, how old are you? Oh, I'm 49, I'm 51, 50. So what? Talk to me at 77. Talk to me how physically fit you are, how you don't particularly have gray hair, wrinkles, cataract, eye problems, knee problems, joint problems, on and on and on at this age, and I'm interested. But at a younger age, so what? Though we're seeing more and more of age-related diseases at a younger age, we're seeing more and more ovarian cancers, my gosh, in women, and even prostate cancer, something you wouldn't see, you know, in late life. Now we're seeing in their 40s, men in their 40s, maybe even early 50s, with prostate cancer, colon cancer. Why are we getting these age-related conditions? Maybe because we're seeing more rapid aging. Yes, people living longer, but maybe more, we're going to see more and more of these age-related diseases. As people were dying earlier, you didn't see these age-related diseases. And, you know, I've lost a lot of people to AIDS and now to COVID. It's another topic I want to bring up, very, very, very important topic. It seems that AIDS-acquired immune deficiency increases the rate of aging. And we're seeing many, many individuals develop age-related conditions who've been on the AIDS drugs for a long time. It's another area I'm very interested in, having lost family members to AIDS before the drugs came out. So a lot of this longevity stuff I talk about might have some real application in the area of HIV. We know, for instance, that we've known for a long time, and I talked about it decades ago, on glutathione and centurions and seniors, and when they measured the levels of glutathione, they're highest in the centurions and healthy seniors than a comparison group. So making that connection, we know that HIV virus depletes glutathione. So that might be a direction to look at, as well as some of these other anti-aging compounds that I like. Like I said, maybe something like rapamycin might be helpful. Now, what's interesting, I just recall on Methylene Blue, and I cross-referenced breast cancer, and they talked about a study using red light therapy. We call it photodynamic therapy, and Methylene Blue, and it killed cancer cells and left normal cells alive. I don't really see a whole lot of work in this direction. I haven't really tried the red light therapy. It's definitely on my list. People are using red light therapy masks, facial mask, and they're using it for injuries, and you can even purchase, which I'm going to experiment with, a low-level laser combination with red light for all sorts of injuries. Remember, getting back again to my topic on red light on methylene blue, it does seem to have anti-inflammatory possibilities, capabilities. Not possibility, but capabilities. So I will definitely keep you posted. A request, I appreciate subscribers and my listeners. It really would be helpful if there were some comments, or you go to Super Anti-Aging on my Facebook group. I will be doing, it's absolutely on my list to get a website up where we can exchange information, because I'm not sure exactly what my listeners are interested in. And since I listen to probably in a week at least 100 different podcasts from different people and read their blogs, it's my passion. You know, I've been reading medical studies for the last 40 years, so it is it is a passion, and it's nice to have other people who are doing it and sharing this kind of information. So I'd like to tailor it directly. And if I do that, also, I'm planning on doing some live podcast where I can interact and answer questions. So if you're a subscriber, you can get notified of when I'm going to do the live, and we can interact together. I also want to start to interview guests, so that's going to be one of my goals, and we'll try and do that on, you know, on video, you know, maybe YouTube interviews. Okay, I'm going to try and keep this a little shorter, you know. It doesn't have to be that long, you know, if they're concise. So, again, this is Steve Halpern, and thank you for listening.